Come. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We want to look this morning on the subject, the glory in the midst of darkness. The glory in the midst of darkness. We saw the light. We saw the shine. Now, we want to see the glory. Our objective is to understand the seasons we are in. And second, to understand the value of the glory. And third, to understand the way of the glory. The seasons we are in, the value of the glory. And the way of the glory. The scripture made it clear. I'm sure that my ears are not sharper than the ears of the ushers. So that baby sound does not disturb the delivery this morning. And if you are a mother carrying a baby, just be attentive and so that you don't disrupt the rest of us. I'm sure that if you sit close to the back up there, you won't feel any distraction. Somebody say amen. The scripture made it clear that towards the end of the times, there will be literally an explosion of glory as we approach the climax of the age. God will explode his glory and release his reserves like we haven't seen before. The Bible said that concerning Jesus, the heavens must receive him until the times of the restitution of all things. The body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, we haven't seen God yet.
There is a dimension to God we haven't seen yet. But what is very important to note is that the season where that glory will happen will be a season of very terrible darkness. Season of very overwhelming darkness. Season of a flood of darkness. It says the darkness covered the earth. It reminds you as the way the waters cover the sea, the glory. How can darkness happen at the same time with glory? That is the design. Not necessarily of God, because as the end of time approaches, both the devil and God are doing overtime. The devil knows that his time is short, so he works extra time. God knows that some things must happen before the earth is summarized, so he releases his glory extra. That is why we see in the midst of this heavy glory, there will be unbelievable darkness. That is why the children of God cannot afford to live anyhow or live carelessly, because it will be a very, 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 very dark, gloomy world. Very gloomy, very gloomy, very, very gloomy. Is God speaking to somebody here? But you have no reason to fear the viper if you have the fire. In the same manner, you have no reason to fear the gloom if you have the glory. It will be glory for the church, gloom for everyone else. It will be boom for the church, doom for everyone else. This morning, some of us will have a demystification of the things that we cannot understand. Before we step into that glory issue, what does darkness represent? Some of us believe it is obvious what darkness represents, but we'll look at it in detail. The darkness that covers the earth. What is that darkness referring to? What is the darkness representing? What does the darkness refer to? What does the darkness represent? First of all, the darkness refers to iniquity and unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12 to 13, it says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, and so on, not in strife and envy. He's referring to all the darkness things. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 to 11. Ephesians chapter 5 says, for you were sometimes darkness, But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Darkness refers to iniquity. So, if you take a straight line equation, darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people means. Iniquity shall cover the earth. A massive iniquity shall cover the people. Is God speaking to anybody here? Iniquity shall cover the earth. A massive iniquity. I don't know how you feel, but the situation of the world as far as iniquity is concerned is worse now than when we were growing up as children. Nobody teaches children how to cheat in class now. Mommy showed me a very, very terrible, two little children. Is it like 3 years or 4 years? Terrible. Let me not go into details. Iniquity covers the earth, gross iniquity. Bribery, corruption, these things are not... People look at you when you don't understand, when you are not doing the same things and they are wondering, are you alive? Are you on earth? You bought something and they are asking you, how much should I write on the receipt? Very, very normal. Where the teacher in school is putting every child under pressure of sin in order for them to pass exam. Iniquity cover the earth. Gross iniquity the earth. That's darkness. That was why the Bible said in the last days, perilous time shall come. One translation says, in the last days, it will be difficult to be a Christian. Hey, it will be difficult to maintain your faith and say, I am a child of God. Is God speaking to anybody here? Take your seat. So don't be surprised with the massiveness of iniquity. One baseball player, I think it's baseball in Australia, he made a comment. He said, they said, who will go to heaven and who will go to hell? He said, anybody who believes in Jesus Christ will go to heaven. And every witch and every atheist, and he just mentioned plenty, homosexuals, all will go to hell. And the whole nation rose. Why should he say so? I don't know whether this, yes. I don't know whether they sacked him because they said the club is threatening his career. They have canceled his contract. Israel followers, he also, what's his name? In those days, we used to know that people are male and female. Now I hear that there are about 36 genders or 40 something genders. Some are male, some are women, some are women, some are men, women. Just multiply, some are not. Very soon they may sign a legislation for somebody to marry his dog. They have started marrying dogs. Huh? Somebody married wood. So don't be shocked. It is in the midst of such that God wants to rise glory. Darkness covered the earth. All manner of unbelievable thoughts. Children today are in cult, school cult, primary school, secondary school. so that you can understand. Darkness refers to iniquity. Number two, darkness refers to wickedness. Call it increased satanic activity. Increased satanic activity. That is what darkness represents. Satanic activity that has escalated. First John chapter 5, now Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, where we read, it said, arise, shine, your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then First John chapter 5 verse 19, can you place that on the screen very quickly? First John chapter 5 verse 19. It said, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Darkness cover the earth. Wickedness cover the earth. That means darkness equals wickedness. When the Bible was talking about the wicked spirits in heavenly places, it calls them the powers of darkness. Since you were born, have you heard of the kind of wickedness that we are seeing in our world today? Wickedness cover the earth. Somebody sent me the clip of an agent of the devil who said that he kidnaps people for ransom, and those that cannot pay, he kills them and drinks their blood. He has children. He's married. The person. Yes. Yes. Darkness cover the world means wickedness fill the earth. At times you will wonder whether the kind of heart some people have, it is the heart of a devil or a human heart. Some robbers came to some people. Let me not say something. Well, this wickedness happens all around the world. A man carried a little baby of his girlfriend, hit the head on the wall, killed the child because the child was disturbing them while they were having it. Wickedness cover the earth. You will never experience such. Wickedness cover the earth, and gross wickedness the people, perpetrated by boys, by children, by young people, by teenagers, by people of us. In those days, we never saw anything like people being decapitated or those kind of things. Now, if you go on the internet and you, people are being killed and being displayed. Terrorists. That is the word. That is the season we are in, so that you can understand the necessity for the glory. So that whatever you can do to latch to that glory. But see, that wickedness doesn't touch everything, but it is there. No, no, no. You heard this testimony of that woman. Three Sundays ago, on this altar here, the woman, she testified about that yesterday. Woman is a widow in this church. The child is on scholarship, our church scholarship, in the high school, the polytechnic. And some heads people or whoever they were, arrested about how many of them? With about 15 of them, that's right. You were in the church. 15 of them. And lined them up to... They are AK-47. And the gun failed. They tried again, it failed. They have stripped them naked as their mother gave birth to them. Tried again, it failed. And told them to go. 1 week later, their leader came to the environment, and their students of the polytechnic came to where they were and looked for the boy and found him. I said, do you know me? He said, I know you. Are you not the one who wanted to kill us last week? And he said, I came to become your friend. Because I want you to show me the source of your power. He said, because since that day, the gun has not worked. All the AKs, none of them had worked. He said, can you give us, I want us to be talking, show me the source of your power. Can you give me your phone number? He said, but you people collected our phones. He said, we are so sorry. We'll return the phones back. What is your source? He said, Jesus is my source. He said, okay, we'll come back to give our life to that Jesus. We are waiting for that aspect of the testimony. You see, but I want us to understand that this, so that you can have some explanations. Because some people are wondering, if there is a God on the throne, why are all these wicked things happening? Why is it that the whole world is just going upside down and things are happening like this? It is because the devil decided to do his final overtime, knowing that his time is short. And it is predicted in scripture, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Take your seat. It's God speaking to somebody here at all. Darkness represents iniquity. It refers to wickedness. Number three, darkness. Darkness refers to lightlessness. Lightlessness. That is the absence or the bankruptcy or the shortage of light. Lightlessness. That is confusion, anarchy, lack of direction. That is what darkness is. So if you read this, it means, and confusion shall cover the earth, and lack of direction shall cover the people. And in the middle of that, the Lord shall rise upon you with his glory. Confusion shall cover the earth, and lack of direction the people. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 4. Okay, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. Now, the absence of light equals darkness. The absence of direction. The abundance of confusion. You have never seen confusion like this in our whole world. Where even powers that be in authority are confused as to what to do. Confused as to what to do. Am I speaking to somebody here? Confusion. When the crisis of terrorism started in this country, it was almost as if it was a particular ethnicity or a particular religion that was being targeted. Now it doesn't know the difference. Now it has reached a level where it is not knowing the difference anymore. And now there is confusion and anarchy. And it is not even sparing even locations anymore. Apart from the saints of God who are here and who are connected to God. Say amen. Amen. And there is confusion. And there is anarchy. Take your seat. A young man, a woman came from America also the other day.
and showed me a picture. Picture of a young lady, very plumpy. I'm going to do some description on purpose. Big chest, nice hairdo, good dress, look well-looking young lady. And she said, "This is my son." Help me pray for him. He has changed himself to a woman. I just did that description on purpose. This is, did you see the picture? This is my son. Help me pray for this boy. He says he is now a woman. Woman changed to man, man changed to confusion. Cover the earth. Lack of direction. The whole earth. Take yourself. And if you are not careful, you become swallowed up in generational confusion. That is why we need the glory. If you are not careful, you become swallowed up in generational confusion. You begin to do ministry based on what society wants. You begin to minister, you begin to pastor, you begin to preach, you begin to teach, you begin to act, you begin to function based on what is prevalent in society. As a child of God, you begin to live your life on the basis of generational confusion. That is why we cannot follow the world to teach us how to dress. They are too confused to give direction. They are too confused to give direction. We can't follow the world to teach us how to dress, how to look, how to function. We can't follow the world to teach us about financial resources. We can't follow the world to teach us about how to live. They don't know how to live. They can't tell us how to live. We have the manual for living, the Bible. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Where you call the internet, that is the headquarter of confusion. The headquarter. Confuse people looking for who to confuse along with themselves. Who to recruit into what we call toxic confusional state in medicine. Take your seat. Everybody is saying anything according to our robots. But not everybody has what to say. That is the realm where everybody is talking. No, go to church. No, don't go to church. No, have a pastor. No, don't have a pastor. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Everybody has somebody to talk to, and yet nothing is said. So you have the confused person trying to lead another confused person into a confused direction of disaster. Confusion cover the earth, and gross confusion the people. So you should not be too shocked when you see some people who are meant to be children of God become victims of generational confusion. There are people today who have begun to preach opposite of what they once preached. It's not speaking to somebody else. Darkness cover the earth. Confusion cover the earth. Gross confusion. Take your seat. And for most people, whatever
is their personal persuasion. It's made a generational conviction.
Principles they cannot uphold, they preach against.
Am I communicating?
So don't be confused. The confusion will give rise to false teachers according to scripture. False apostles, false prophets, even false brethren.
I am a Christian too. I go to church too. But in the midst of that, he said a glory shall rise.
And anybody who will be a part of that glory, say the loudest amen. Can you say amen like you are a believer? Say a louder, believers, amen.
I knew a man. This man was one of the most anointed person I have ever came across. We didn't know him in person, but I knew him from afar. The man literally had anything that was a gift. Just, he carried everything. One day he said that a loving God cannot send everybody to an eternal hell. I said, no. And you can make any doctrine if you take one passage and don't combine it with another scripture. Say he wants to run a church where everybody can come and be settled. You are a homosexual, you are anything, all of you just come. Confusion started. That man is alive. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 6 of Psalm 88. Psalm 88, verse 6. It said, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. In darkness, in the deeps, verse 7,
that room.
Darkness cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen.
So we move to the next thing. We have seen the times that we are in. Now, what is the value of the glory? What is the value of the glory? Number one, the glory shields God's people from the wickedness that is in darkness. The glory shields God's people from the wickedness that is in darkness. Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 5. Mahashiva gadagalagayadash. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. The glory is an anti-ballistic missile. The glory is a missile shield. Petra missile shield. Cord missile shield. Ballistic missile shield. It's a shield from the forces of destruction. That the devil cannot kill you by mistake. Not by mistake, not by mistake, not by stray bullet, not by 10 terminal disease, not by poison, not by any mistake, can't kill you by mistake for upon all. The glory shall be a defense.
The glory is a darknessotherapy. That's right. It's better, it's worse than, it's better than any form of therapy. Cryotherapy, radiotherapy, any therapy. That is why whatever you do, don't live without the glory. Don't survive without the glory. Don't function without the glory. Moses said, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your glory. I want to experience your glory, because no matter how wicked the terrorist or how wicked the robber, how wicked the killer is, he can't branch near the shield of glory. In the presence of the Lord. When you remember the badness of the darkness, remember the goodness of the glory. When you remember when the devil reminds you of the terribleness of the dark world in which we live, remind him about the beautifulness and the wonderfulness of the glory you are connected to. When Jesus Christ resurrected Jesus, he said to the disciples, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I am with you. You go to the village, your interior village, even if the title of the village is witchcraft, I am with you. You came across a horde of terrible, wicked people. You are in their midst. I am with you. Who is he that is with you? The Christ that has resurrected. I'll talk more about it on Wednesday. How does that Christ look like? Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Back up to verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion. Now, move further. Move further. 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the 7 churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to the foot, and get about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes are flames of fire. His feet is like fine brass that burnt in another furnace. His voice is like the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun that shineth in his strength. That person is saying, I am following you. With my face like a sun, with the sword out of my mouth, I am at your back. We'll leave it for another day, because you didn't hear it. Take your seat. Upon all, the glory is a defense. That is, the darkness is there. The wicked people are there. But you are shielded by glory. So what have we said so far? The glory shields God's people from the wickedness that is in darkness. Secondly, the glory helps God's people to stand out in the midst of darkness. It helps God's people to stand out in the midst of darkness. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 again. Shine, light came and glory is on you. Because the tendency of the darkness is to swallow up your identity. The tendency of the darkness is to bring you into conformity to generational standards. The tendency of the darkness your brothers and your sisters and your colleagues in the office that are not of the light, that don't belong to God, the enemy wants you and them, wants you and them to have the same result, to have the same identity. He doesn't want there to be any difference between how your life is and how their life is, because everything is dark, nothing is working. But God is saying, in the midst of that thick darkness, I want to make you outstanding by the glory. Am I communicating? How many of you know that light is more valuable in the dark? When the sunlight is there, the torchlight is useless. But when the sunlight is off and the darkness is what you have, then you find the value of the torchlight. That is, God is saying, even if you are to be outstanding, in the midst of this darkness, your outstandingness will be more drastic. If this house was built when $1 was equal to 1 naira, it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any difference. Do you understand? You don't know. Nobody will even say anything. Everybody has money. Everything is working. Everything. Everybody is succeeding. One naira to $1. In fact, there was a time where it was one naira to $2. Nigerian 1 naira was equal to $2. I think it was even Babangida's reign around that time. Right? Nobody will say anything. Nobody will even be aware that anything happened. But when the house is built, when dollar rose to 500 naira for $1. Where did they get the money? How did they? What did they do? And it was not borrowed. And it was not overdrawn. And there was no begging. And there was no pressure. And there was no tension. And there was no dime of public money in it. Not a sissy. Not a toro. No waivers. Even though we are a not-for-profit organization. Not 1 naira waiver of importation duty. No waivers. Paid cash. There were custom duties of 70-something million. Duty. 90. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So in darkness, light becomes more drastic, more outstanding, more confrontational when it happens in the middle of thick darkness. I prophesy to somebody here, your God and my God is taking you to a realm of light that is going to shock your world, is going to silence your generation. Shout the loudest, amen. The loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Anybody expecting the glory? Shout it louder, glory. Again, shout glory. Loudmost, glory. Yes, still, glory. The glory shields God's people from the wickedness that is in darkness. The glory helps God's people to stand out in the midst of darkness. Thirdly, the glory grants God's people direction in the midst of darkness. Where others are wondering what to do with their lives, you exactly know the next step to take. That is why we need the glory. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. Exodus 13, 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire. Those were glory clouds. The cloud of glory day and night to lead them, to give them light, to go by day and by night. The glory is a direction giver. The glory is a direction provider. It is a spiritual navigator. He helps you to navigate your way in the world of confusion, in the world of directionlessness. You are able to know what to do. Upon all, the glory gives us direction. Number four, the glory imparts God's people with strength and vitality to withstand the stress of the times. The glory imparts us with the strength and the vitality to withstand the stress of the times. The times are stressful. Another translation of perilous times says, strength reducing times shall come. We live in times that have the capacity to reduce strength. The glory imparts us with the strength and the vitality to withstand the stress of the times. Exodus 34, 29. When Moses came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Verse 34. 35. When Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come near him. Moses stayed with God for 40 days first, and then 40 days later, until his body was soaked with glory. What was the outcome? His face shone. What was the outcome? Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. He said, verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His natural force was not reduced. How many of you know that of all pastors in the world, Moses passed through more stress? If words could kill person, Moses would have died since. Everybody rose up. Miriam, Aaron, that is siblings, the same mother, the same father. Then leaders among the people, Nadab, Abihu. One time they carry stone to stone him. All manner. Israelites were against him. Amalekites were against him. Philistines were against him. Egyptians were against him. The man weathered the storm and died at the age of 120 as if he was 25 years in body. The Bible said his vigor. One translation said the spring of his feet. The energy of his youth did not reduce.
Why? Glory saturation. Why are you 30 years old behaving like you are 60? Moses was 120 behaving like 30. Hello? Don't let age deal with you. Deal with age. Don't let age deal with you. Deal with age.
You know the Bible says age deals with people. So and so was so many years and was stricken with years.
He had been slapped by age. He was stricken with age, with years.
Beaten with age.
Beat age. Don't let age beat you. That was what Moses did. And he did that by virtue of the glory.
Kenneth Hagin Jr.'s wife. I think it's Lynette is her name. Lynette Hagin. She said, she decided to come to a certain age. I think it was 35. And decided that she will remain there. She can be growing older, but she will remain at that age. Think when she became, she's about 70 now, over 70. Kenneth Hagin Jr. himself is about 80 now.
Yes, it's about 80 now. Remain there. Gloria Copeland, remain there.
The glory is a eutrophication pill. It will eutrophy and youngenize.
Oh, it's possible. It's possible. Myself, I'm remaining.
I've remained at a certain age. I've remained there.
Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? How many of us need that glory? Shout glory! Shout it louder! Shout it a third time! A fourth time! A fifth time! A sixth time! And a seventh time!
Take your seat.
Don't be afraid of the viper if you have the fire. Don't be afraid of their gloom if you have the glory. The glory imparts God's people with the strength and vitality to withstand the stress of the times. The darkness that covers the earth. By that glory you are moving, you are passing, you are weathering the storm and you are
Somebody was frantic calling me 2 or 3 days ago or so. He wants to talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. And another person sent me a text. Another person said, he wants to talk to you. He sent, I called.
Sir, the devil is trying to plan something. You overheard that the devil is trying to plan something.
So I just wanted to inform you, just for more prayer. I told him, I said, I will be shocked if the devil has no plan.
It's not an information.
I will be too shocked if the devil has no plan.
I said, the devil plans things. He failed things.
Do you use red eyes to frighten lions?
No. His normal eyes are red. Somebody say amen. Are you following what I'm saying here today? No. I will be shocked if the devil has no plan. And for everyone here, every agenda of the devil in your life dies now.
When I said that, the man said, that's right. He became helpless on the spot.
Somebody shout glory 7 times. Second. Third. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seven.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Where we are now, do you think it's an excitement for devil? All the devils in hell.
But the devil was asleep and woke up too late.
Sila. The glory imparts God's people with strength and vitality to withstand the stress of the time. Fifthly, the glory grants God's people a supernatural climate of exemption. A supernatural climate of exemption. A situation where we are in the world, but free from the disasters of the world. A supernatural climate. This is different from being defended by the glory now. This is a climate. It's like you are living in the desert inside an air-conditioned room that you can't feel the heat. He said that already in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. Apart from being defended, he said the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, upon our assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day, and a shine of a flame fire by night, upon all the glory shall be a defense. Verse 6. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a cover from the storm and from the rain. I will give them this glory so that the climate of hardship in the land, the climate of suffering and struggling in the land does not branch near them. The glory is real. I say the glory is real. Let me tell you, everybody, you don't need to live in any particular country to be successful. Where you need to live in to be successful is in the glory. And I congratulate everybody who live in America and live in Europe and everywhere. But we have had cause to send as support to people. Some people living there. Money. I sent somebody house rent there. I sent him house rent there. And he ate the house rent. He didn't even pay the house rent. Because he had other needs. More other needs. So I advised him, you better return home. If you have a green card and you don't have a green life, you better come with me. Don't let lottery become your mockery. Take your seat. So it's not visa lottery and then ended up in visa mockery. Take your seat. Praise the Lord.
It is in the glory. That is, you can be in Nigeria. Somebody testified on Sunday, in this climate, last Sunday, I declared that within 1 week, people will get miracle jobs. The Sunday before last. Then last Sunday, this Sunday, 3-4 days ago, over 30-something or 40 people lined up who have testimonies of all manner of strange jobs. One of them was a contract of $1.35 billion. B. In this season, in this land. And I saw the contract paper. It's a very clean thing. He doesn't need to put anybody under pressure to get his money. He's supplying something for employees of a place and the money is deducted from their salary and paid to him direct. And that's with the people's willingness. He doesn't need to pass through any process of government approval. No, no, no. It's done deal. Under this climate, that is, the glory can so cover you until people are wondering, what are you using? What are you using? Is it charm? Are you printing money? What do you do? How are you going about it? Somebody shout glory 5 times. Again. Again. Again, 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 and glory. It's 2 more times. Take your seat. How many of us need that glory? How many of you know if this was the only message you came to hear in this conference, it was enough? It was enough. And your world will see the glory visibly. You didn't travel all the way to just come and see a town or see a building. You traveled all the way for something tangible to be deposited in your life. And it shall be deposited today. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. We have seen the times we are in. We have seen the value of the glory. The first is that the glory shields us from the wickedness that is in darkness. And then the glory helps us to stand out in the midst of darkness. And then the glory grants us direction in the midst of darkness. And then the glory imparts us with strength and vitality to withstand the stress of the times. And then the glory grants us a supernatural climate of exemption. That is. Don't be afraid that darkness covered the earth. The darkness is not there for you. Ah! Ah! Look at your neighbor. Say, don't be afraid that the darkness covers the earth. The darkness is not there for you. The killers are not there for you. The terrorists are not there for you. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Help me prophesy to 7 people. Tell them, don't be afraid that the darkness is covering the earth. The darkness is not there for you. The darkness is not there for you. To help me see, tell 7 people, say it until you are convinced. Say, don't be afraid that the darkness is covering the earth. The darkness is not there for you. Say it, say it, say it. The darkness is not there for you. Tell 7 people. Tell them, don't be afraid that the darkness is covering the earth. The darkness is not there for you. Don't be afraid that the darkness is covering the earth. The darkness is not there for you. Woo! Give the Lord 7 shouts of glory. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, and 7. I don't know what you heard today, but in case you left here today and you see somebody on the road and they told you, what did you hear from church? What will you say? I cannot be afraid that there is darkness, because the darkness is not there. Take your seat. All we need to do is to know the way of the glory and just master the glory and just live there. What is the way of the glory? Number one is the arrival of light, or the possession of light. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory is risen. When light comes, glory rises. Your level of light per time is a determinant of the level of glory you walk in. It is a good practice to trust God to see at least one light daily out of Scripture. At least, not too much. Just see one light. And don't say, I have read that passage before. Out of one scripture can come lights that can last you for a lifetime. That is, you can see something new from the same passage for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Many of us exercise familiarity with scripture to the detriment of our soul. To get new light doesn't mean find a new passage. Am I speaking to anybody at all? I have read Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 17 before, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In gathering they shall gather. I have read it many times. And I thought I knew everything that was inside it, until one day I saw where he said, in gathering they shall gather, but not by me. As many as gather against you, they shall fall. He said, don't be concerned that they gathered. The question is, who gathered them? If I didn't gather them, the gathering is useless. He said, it is only when I form a gang up against you that you can be afraid. If I myself is the one who gang people against you, be afraid. But if I am not involved, it doesn't matter who gathers. So in our church, we had a slogan that day. And what is it? Who gathered them? Who gathered them? Do you understand? I thought I knew that passage since. Light is fuel for glory. Oh Lord, please don't let me be bankrupt of light. Just show me something continuously. Help me to be seeing things from your word. Let the Bible be an open book. Let the Bible not be a literature for me. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of your law. Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see. Do you know the difference between the Bible and other books. When you read other books, you encounter letters. But when you read the Bible, you encounter wonders. Literature carry letters. Scripture carry wonders. That I may see wondrous things out of your law. It didn't say that I may read beautiful letters out of the book. Wonder-provoking, wonder-generating, wonder-impacting. The difference between literature and scripture is the difference between wonders and letters. So it's the possession of light that is the way of the glory, number one. Number two is passion for God and His glory. Passion. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, I am longing, I am thirsty. For your glory. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Where you don't run out of hunger, you will never run out of glory. We have a problem of getting too satisfied too quick. Things are working, everything is working. No, there is always more to God. There is always more to glory. There is always more of anything you have seen with God. There is always more.
I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know, Lord, that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you. I want you to know that I hunger for you.
Draw me, Lord. Draw me.
passion for God. And we are going to be praying now. And finally, the death of pride. 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 My glory will I share with nobody. Isaiah 42 verse 8.
I come running after you. I come running after you.
The death of pride. My glory I will share with no man. I will not give my praise to graven images. I am not looking for who to share glory with. The limit of our humility is the limit of His glory in our lives. Where our humility stops, there the glory ends. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground, dies. It abides alone. When it dies, brings forth much fruit. Don't let people to over-celebrate and over-praise you. You just excuse yourself out of the glory realm. Father in the Lord, Mother in the Lord, Daddy, Mommy, let's not allow these things to get into our heads. It can just disconnect you from glory. We'll stop there for now. Lift up your right hand.
Oh, I come running after you. I come running after you. I come running to you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Open your mouth and begin to just talk to God wherever you are.
Oh.
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. We're going to pray 1, 2, 3, 4 prayers, after which we'll establish the points of the glory one by one, and then we are true. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today and I appreciate you for your word to me today. Thank you for the value of the glory. I am grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Father, I apply for light, the light that will fuel glory.
Open my eyes
continually
to see light out of your squall that will fuel your glory in my life. Open my eyes continually. Lift your voice and speak to God.
Name. Lift the hands high up and at this moment ask God.
I surrender my pride and arrogance and anything that will hinder your glory in my life.
I surrender now.
Forgive me anytime I took
lay hold on your glory or took your glory for any reason. Forgive me. Right now I ask that you will take all the glory for anything in my life. Lift your voice and say, Father, I surrender myself, my life to you. In the name of Jesus,
I am sorry for assuming your glory at any time. I surrender pride, arrogance, and every trace of such in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
Jesus' name. Thirdly, or fourthly, now, Father, I need your glory.
I need your glory.
Release upon me, Lord.
Release upon me, Lord.
Fresh passion.
Fresh passion.
For your glory.
For your glory.
For your presence.
For your presence.
For your person.
For your presence.
Father, I need your glory. I apply for your glory. In my life. In my heart. I ask for your glory. And I ask for fresh passion. Fresh hunger. Fresh yearning. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Precious name. Now we're going to employ the value of the glory upon our lives. Lift your voice and say, Father,
I ask
that your glory
will
be my defense, my shield from the forces of wickedness in this season. I ask that your glory will be my defense, will be my shield, and that of my family, and the church, and the nation, from the forces of wickedness. Father, let your glory shield me, defend us, your people, in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and lift your voice. And say after me and say, Father, let your glory place on my life, on my family, on the church, a stamp of distinction in the world of darkness. Father, I receive a seal of distinction on my life in this season by your glory. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. precious name. Thirdly, say, Father, let your glory grant me direction. Grant us direction in the midst of darkness in our generation. Father, I'd like you to pray this prayer passionately, because for some people, a major reason why you have come here is that your life should be directed to know the next step to take in life. So say, Father, by your glory, I receive direction. In the midst of this world of darkness, I receive direction. Direction for my life, for my family, for my destiny. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray for direction. Jesus, everybody who came here sick or afflicted, today marks the end of that affliction. Whether it is urinary disease, prostatic disease, uterine disease, whether it's a hypertensive situation, a diabetic situation, arthritic situation, whatever it is, inherited liabilities, sicknesses from father, from mother, from anywhere, today marks the end of it forever. Lift your two hands and say, Father, I connect with strength, I connect with vitality and health from your glory to stand the stress of the times. I connect with strength, with vitality, so we stand and to stand the strength, the stress of the times. I receive health, I receive energy, I receive vitality, I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Finally, lift your hands and say, Father, I connect with a climate of exemption. By your glory, my case, my family's case, the case of the church is different by your glory. I shall never be a victim of the darkness of the world. I shall never be a victim of premature death, of affliction, of confusion. I shall never be a victim of lightlessness
I shall never be a victim of human wickedness. I shall never be a victim of generational iniquity. By your glory, I receive exemption with myself, my family, and my community. We receive exemption. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us. Can we all be on our feet? The Lord has answered us. The Lord has answered us. Even though the darkness covers the earth, yet the light has supreme authority and power. The activity of darkness. We have the capacity to tell darkness what to do and how to behave. We have not given a blanket permission for darkness to do what he wants. He said, you are the light of the world. Jesus said in John chapter 9 and in verse 5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That is, I am the determinant of what happens. We can check the activities of killers. Say we are still on earth. We haven't left here. You can do anything you want when we have left this world. But we are still here. So we put you where you belong. So I want you to hold the hand of the person next to you. And we are going to resist the forces of darkness in your community, in your nation, in your city, whatever be their name, occultists, witchcraft, terrorists. Lift your voice. Lift the hand up a bit. By the time we have done the agreement in declaration, you can lose your hand and pray very well. And those on the mic, please, let's pray very well. Lift your voice and say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree today against the forces of darkness in our continent, in our nation, in our cities, in our faith, in our communities. Everyone here representing a continent or a country of the world, we agree together. Darkness, You cannot walk where we are. The word says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Therefore today, we stand against the powers of darkness, the powers of occultism, the powers of ritualism, the powers of kidnapping, the powers. Of the powers of terrorism, we come against you. The powers of the bondwoman, we come against you. We command you by the authority of Jesus. Bow! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. You can lift your hand now. Bow! The powers of disastrous rulership. We command you to bow. We command you to bow. Together now, and let's pray this finally. I perceive God will give us a testimony out of this conference. In nations, in cities, in communities, many of us will return to where you came from, and the powers that were in charge there will literally fall and give way for the power of God. Hold the hands together. Lift it up and say, Father, arise in your glory and take your place in the nations, in Nigeria, in America, in all the nations represented here. Father, arise in your glory. Take your place. Say after me, say, Father, give us a testimony from this conference that the Most High ruleth in the affairs
of men, in the affairs of nations. Give us a testimony from this conference in the nations of the earth, from Nigeria to the other nations, that the Most High rules in the affairs of men. Give us a testimony, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, arise in your glory and take your place of rulership in Nigeria, in America, in the UK, in all the nations here present. Arise in your glory and take your place of rulership. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name, the Lord has heard and he has answered. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Now lift up your two hands and receive a deposit upon your life. Lift God's hands high. Close your eyes. A new level of grace, a shift in glory. You know, when light comes, glory rises. You got fresh light just now, so you are shifting in glory. Lift your hands up. Father, let that glory fall. Swallow that pain. Swallow that sickness. Swallow that debt. Swallow that depression. Swallow that ancestral curse. Swallow that generational curse. Lift the hands, take it high up. High up. I'll be counting up to seven. When I say one, two. When I say one, you bring it gradually. Two, three, four, five. By the time it reaches seven, just place it gently on your head. Don't say anything. Just place it on your head. And then I'll make the declaration. Lift your hands high. You just place it gently on your head when it reaches seven. Father, let the glory... 4, 1. Before your own hand touches your head, his hand will touch you. Again, 1, 2. 5. That's right. 6. You are out. Do you understand what I'm saying? The cage is broken. And you are out. And your gift shall come out. The embargo placed on your life is over. And your potential shall see the light of day. Everyone whose destiny has been caged here, your life has been caged here, I stand here by the mantle of God on my life. Whether they cage you financially, cage you physically, cage you maritally, today that cage is broken. How? And you are coming out now. And every devil that said your gift should not be made manifest, that devil is arrested now.
Oh, your name is holy.
That cage where they cage your ministry. Hey, that cage where they used to cage your destiny. They used to cage your family, your children. They don't want them to be useful in your hands. That cage is broken. You are released. They are released. Your potential is released. Your resources is released.
Lift up your hands, everyone.
Very accurate word came for our brother, Bro Drisu. The word is, the cage is broken and you are out. He's a 10-year graduate of Kogi State University, no job. And you said the gifts are now released, the potentials are now released. He said many times he had had encounter, seen himself seated with presidents and governors in encounters, giving them advices. But yet, nothing is working. It has never come to reality.
If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel, can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord.
I prophesy upon that expectation. The Bible says, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut short. Today, before the sun sets, you will be here with your testimony. My God and your God give you answers. Every devil, every force of darkness, every force of hell that will resist the answer to that expectation, today they are judged by the power of God.
in the name of Jesus. The mantle of God that healed this woman and produced all the other testimonies, that mantle give you a testimony. Between now and the evening time, God will give someone a divine encounter that will translate into physical testimonies. Go forth and return back with your testimonies in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' name. Greater glory is your portion. What is your portion? What is your portion? What is your inheritance? What is your testimony? Go forth and return back with your testimony in Jesus' name. Shake the hands of seven people and tell them congratulations. The darkness in the world is not there for you. Congratulations. The darkness in the world is not there for you.
See, our evangelism drive continues. The Bible says, compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Let people know that God is here.
Receive the help of God. Let the cancer liberate.
And let them know what is happening here. I speak to everyone here today. Every curse on your life is broken. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, and every covenant is broken.